This is going to be an exciting finish to a quality basketball game here at regionals. The Skagway girls have put something together here defensively against a pretty tough Hoonah squad. Hoonah playing with five players, and you got three of them with two fouls, but they have spread their fouls out. They have spread their fouls out, so nobody is in significant foul trouble. Skagway looking pretty motivated here to start. The second half of play will be Hoonah basketball to begin, and Skagway is excited because they have not been in a game this close yet this year. And so they smell for the first time the chance of getting a victory. Hoonah works it down low real quick. Stevenson tries a baseline jumper from about 5 feet. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Hoonah basketball. Skagway players a little fired up. Garrett Whitehead showing a lot of emotion out there on the court here. Begin the second half, and inbounded. The ball is Hoonah. Hoonah is inbound the ball, and now they have it on the left side with Contreras. Hoonah's going from left to right across your radio now, and Skagway will be going right to left once they get the ball. Ronnie Roberts has it for Hoonah up at the top of the key, takes a couple of dribbles, gets it over on the right-hand side to Lockerbie. Lockerbie wants to get it back over to Contreras on the left. Contreras and Skagway's defense is forcing Hoonah away from the basket, and Skagway is very active on D. They've got their hands up. They're not giving up a lot of gaps. Stevenson now has it. On the baseline extended. Stevenson can't handle it over there. Gets it back up top, and Hoonah's content to work it around the perimeter. A two-point bucket shot up and good by Stevenson. You leave Stevenson open, and she can make you pay, and she just did. Jensen now avoids the trap from this trapping. Hoonah D gets it over to Al Weber, who gets it over to Maddie Cox. Maddie Cox's shot, though is no good, is now stuck between the rim and the backboard. She was fouled on the shot, so she'll have another opportunity. Now, it doesn't look like anybody... Oh, look at that! Hoonah knocked it off of there and up, and it went in the basket. Is that going to count? No. That would normally be called a jump ball, but since we had a foul violation on the play, Madison Cox is going to the line to shoot two. First one up and good. 16-11 the score, 6:51 to go here in the third period. Second shot coming from Madison Cox. A couple dribbles. Up off the front of the rim, rolls around and in for Maddie Cox. 16-12 the score. Same deficit now. Skagway worked that one back. That's good to see. Lockerbie has it for Hoonah, and Madison Cox gets in the way of that pass. Slaps, brings it into the forecourt, is fouled by Lockerbie as Lockerbie tries to make up for the bad pass. And Madison Cox is fouled. She won't go to the line here. It's not in the bonus situation quite yet, but it will be Al Weber to take the ball out on the right sideline. Finds Kara Whitehead open down low. Whitehead's hook shot off the rim. No good. Rebound by Monique Glover. Glover brings it up. Travels with the ball. No call. No call. Gets it over to Stevenson. Stevenson wants to work with the right-hand dribble. Gets it over in the corner to Lockerbie. Lockerbie back up top. And around the horn they go. Ronnie Roberts fakes the shot, gives it to Lockerbie, takes the shot from deep. There for the rebound, Kiara Selmer, and she is tied up immediately on the floor by Vanessa Contreras. Skagway gets the ball on the possession arrow. Next jump ball, it will go back to Hoonah. Now, Jensen dribbles over the half-court line, right into the double team, loses the ball. Contreras goes down, and Jensen's there to help her back up. But Jensen's got to watch out for that trap coming. She's got to recognize that trap, and if she goes over half court, she's stuck over there. And that's where the trap is effective, just over that half court stripe, because you can't go back over once you cross it and establish all three, your ball and both feet, into the forecourt. So Jensen's got to watch out for that. Ball in the hands of Roberts, now out top to Contreras for Hoonah. Hoonah works it over on the right-hand side, down to the baseline. Stevenson brings the ball down. Al Weber gets her hands in there, ties her up for the jump ball. And that's going to stay with Hoonah. Stevenson will inbound the ball. Stevenson is the junior center for this Hoonah squad. Out top to Roberts and works it around to Lockerbie. Lockerbie wants to find Stevenson over in the corner. No good. Kiara Selmer there for the rebound. Tries the outlet pass, and it is picked up by Whitehead. Now into the forecourt. Quickly goes Cox. Cox tries a quick pass. Forces it a little bit, trying to get it to Kiara Selmer. Ball goes out of bounds, but it will be Skagway basketball. On the inbounds play, Al Weber tries to inbound to Whitehead. Whitehead going after the ball is fouled by Vanessa Contreras. That is another foul on Contreras. That is three on Contreras and three on Stevenson. Quick shot on the inbound play. Selmer puts it in from 8 feet, and Skagway's in business. 16-14 the score, and now you're starting to see some foul trouble mounting for Huna. And, Cox almost has a steal up top. Instead, Vanessa Contreras picks up the ball, launches a quick three-point shot, and Jensen gets the ball. Jensen dribbling through traffic, gets it up quickly to Whitehead. Whitehead with a dribble drive toward the hoop, throws a shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Contreras and then contested by Al Weber. And that foul is going to be called on Al Weber. It will be Huna basketball. 16-14 the score. 5 minutes, 2 seconds left to go here in the third period. The winner plays again tomorrow at 2:30 in this regional tournament. Ronnie Roberts comes off of a pick, but they're going to call a moving screen on Lockerbie, on Chrissy Lockerbie. So that's going to be a foul on Huna. It is Skagway basketball. Al Weber inbounds to Jensen, and Jensen coming across the court. No trap set up this time. Gets it to Selmer. Selmer shoots a little too quickly right into the hands of Glover. Glover blocks the shot. Stevenson comes down with it. Stevenson works it up the right-hand side. Wants to work it into the interior. But instead, it is kicked back out, and Lockerbie has the ball now. Works it down low to Stevenson. Stevenson with a five-footer. No good. But the weak side rebound comes back down into the hands of Huna. Vanessa Contreras all over the court. Roberts has it now in three-point range over on the left-hand side of the court for Huna. Up top now, Lockerbie has it, is harassed by Jensen. Down low it goes to Stevenson. Stevenson's got to get around Al Weber, and Al Weber throws a knee in, and Stevenson goes down on the court off of the drive. It's not going to be a shooting foul. It will be Huna basketball underneath the Skagway basket. That is the third foul now on Al Weber, and Al Weber's got to be careful. Ball comes out top. Lockerbie has it now for Huna. Gets it over to Contreras. Contreras back out to Roberts. Roberts fakes a shot. Works it over to the right-hand side. Back to Lockerbie. Lockerbie with an extra dribble. Her pass to the interior. Picked off by Selmer. We got a jump ball, and it's going to be Skagway basketball. Nice play by Kiara Selmer. Active hands by Selmer. Forces that turnover. Al Weber inbounds the ball now to Jensen. And you see a team here in Skagway that's not going to the bench like they have in the past. Early, Coach Jess Calise wants to get her starters a lot of minutes in this game. And, she feels like that's the best chance they've got to win. The occasional substitution. And right now, Mocha Larman coming into the game for Skagway. She's going to give Haley Jensen a breather. Jensen has picked up her fourth foul for Skagway. And that is trouble for the Panthers. Ball in now for Huna. They quickly work it down low to Stevenson. Turnaround jump shot. Good for Stevenson. That brings the score to 18-14. Huna up over Skagway. Cox is going to have to do the ball handling now, and Madison Cox dribbles past the double team and into the lane. She's got an open lane and tried to pass it down low to Larman. The ball was tipped out of bounds. A nice athletic play by Lockerbie to get her hand into the passing lane. Knocks it out of bounds. Will remain Skagway basketball. And a quick inbounds pass from Al Weber to Kiara Selmer. Kiara Selmer misses the bunny, and Huna had a breakaway opportunity, but knocked out of bounds by Skagway. It is going to be Huna basketball. 3:16 to play, 18-14 the score. Huna to inbound the ball. Ronnie Roberts has it. Down low, gets it out to Glover. Glover not shy about launching up a three-point shot. Throws it up, does not go. Rebound fought for and controlled by Huna. Ronnie Roberts has it now. And Roberts works it over to Contreras. Contreras left wide open. She'll shoot. Everybody will shoot from this team. And the rebound comes down into the hands of Kara Whitehead, who is pushed on the power dribble as she's trying to dribble it up the right side of the court. And then there's another foul on Huna. Timeout on the court. Braves coach Adam Gretzinger sees that his team needs a little breather. And luckily for the Braves, They have managed to stay out of significant foul trouble. They've really kind of fanned their fouls out amongst all of their players. Nobody in deep foul trouble yet for the Braves, whereas Skagway has seen their starting point guard come down with four fouls in just the third quarter. And Haley Jensen is one of those real important pieces of this Skagway puzzle. If she is out of the game for any length of time, Skagway may see a very different sort of outcome than they're hoping for. So they're in this game, 2:58 to play here in the third quarter. 18-14 is the score. Hoona is up over Skagway, but this is the time of the game when a five-player team starts to get tired. They start to miss their jump shots. They miss their foul shots. Their legs are tired. We'll see if that holds true here with Hoona today. Hoona fighting for their regional playoff lives, as Skagway is as well. Two young teams battling it out here in the B bracket. Skagway to inbound the ball. Weber gets it into Cox. And Cox, as I mentioned before, going to do the ball handling. Now she... does she recognize the trap? She does. She splits the trap down low quickly to Larman. Larman's shot up and good for Skagway. Mocha Larman super excited that she got in the scoring column today. 18-16 the score, but that was a great play by Madison Cox to find the open Larman down low. Hoona now has the ball up into the forecourt. Bonnie Roberts, shot fake, and she's going to dribble it back out top, gets it over to Lockaby. Lockaby wants to work it back over to the left-hand side, gets it to Contreras. Contreras down onto the baseline to Glover. Glover wants to work and travels. Kara Whitehead there defensively forces the travel from Glover. Ball back to Skagway. Skagway has a chance to tie it with 2.5 or 2.25 left here in the third. Madison Cox dribbling against the double team. Stops, tries to pass, has it deflected. Kind of throws a little elbow. Ronnie Roberts ends up on her backside, and a steal now. Too much pressure from Hoona. Breakaway for Lockaby in on the layup, and that's what the Hoona pressure can do. It can really drive a point guard crazy. And there goes Madison Cox trying to dribble against that pressure. Again, gets it to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman shot no good. Over to Kara Whitehead, who is pushed down, and that's going to be a foul. And it looks like that's going to go against Lockaby. Chrissy Lockaby picks up that foul for Hoona. This pressure defense, and that is four fouls on Lockaby now for Hoona. That is danger time for Coach Adam Gretzinger. Skagway turns the ball over. Ronnie Roberts gets into the passing lane, takes the length of the court, misses her layup. And a scrum for the ball on the floor. A bunch of players are diving all over the floor. Mocha Larman on the floor. Madison Cox on the floor. Ronnie Roberts on the floor. Roberts travels with the ball after she gets it. Ball goes back to Skagway. And we'll see how Madison Cox deals with this trapping D. Most of Hoona is up in the right by the half court. Turnover on the play. Roberts open down low and knocks down a bucket. Skagway's got to recognize that they've got two players that are going to be open down low. All they got to do is get it to him. Now, that's what they do. Larman open for the shot. Ooh, from point-blank range. No good. Rebound Weber. Up. No good. Rebound comes back to Stevenson, but there's Selmer hustling for the ball. Out-hustled by Contreras, who dives for the ball. Out of bounds. It's going to go harmlessly, and it will go back to Skagway. 22-16 the score with 1:03 left to go here in the quarter. Four fouls on Hoona forward, Chrissy Lockaby. If she picks up her fifth, Hoona will be playing with just four players for the rest of the way. It's almost as if you want to isolate, try and work just against Lockaby at this point to get that foul on her. Instead, Skagway gets it over into the forecourt. Kind of a loose ball situation going on. Madison Cox has it, drives into the lane, tries to shoot, and picks up that fifth foul on Lockaby. Lockaby fouls the jump shooter. And that's it. She's out of the game. Skagway will be playing the rest of the way against a four-person team in Hoona. Skagway's got to be real excited about this opportunity. They are down 6 with 47 seconds to play here in the third quarter. At the line right now is Madison Cox. Knocks down her first free throw. Skagway's going to see each of the members from the bench of Skagway going over to congratulate Chrissy Lockaby on a great season. And to just shake her hand and say sorry for fouling out, sort of thing. Madison Cox with that second free throw up off the rim, in. as both free throws knocked down by Maddie Cox. And a real class show there by the Skagway bench going over to show their support for the Hoonah player that has fouled out a little early in this contest. The 22-18 is the score now. Hoonah's up over Skagway, but Skagway's still in this ballgame. Ronnie Roberts has it for Hoonah in the forecourt. Takes a dribble. Tries a cross-court pass. Nobody home. Contreras picks it up. She tries a cross-court pass. It finally gets into the hands of Roberts, and then back around the horn they go. Glover with an open look. Shoots. No good. Mocha Larmon there battling for the rebound with Stevenson. Stevenson comes up with the ball and then is tied up by Kara Whitehead, and it will be Hoonah ball underneath the Skagway basket. Roberts to inbound the ball. Missed an open Stevenson down low. Stevenson had good position. Roberts instead is going to try a three-point bomb. No good. Rebound fought for. Pulled down by Roberts. Down low to Stevenson. Is tied up. And the official is going to call a foul. A foul. What looked like she had all ball. A foul is called now on Al Weber. And that's going to be four fouls on Al Weber. Skagway is now also in foul trouble. Jensen for Skagway has four. Weber for Skagway has four fouls. And as much as Hoonah can't afford to get in a foul trouble, neither can Skagway. Glover, quick shot for Hoonah, and time runs out on that third quarter. A wacky third quarter. It is 22-18 is the score after three, and what a finish we've got in store for you fine folks listening today on KHNS.